Corona cost. What will be the total cost of the coronavirus? On April the 10th of this year, I noted that 18,000 Americans had died from corona. 80,000 Americans had died from influenza in 2018. The survival rate of corona was 96%. It's still that or better. Everyone has their opinion, but only numbers give an indication of the truth. The numbers above speak overreaction quite loudly. Here's some other numbers and facts. 16 million jobs have been lost. That was on April the 10th. 30% of IRA 401k wealth had been lost. Untold psychological damage and suicides. Suspension of constitutional rights, creation of a spirit of fear, and have all been inflicted on 300 million people, mostly innocent Americans, healthy Americans. In my opinion, our reaction to the coronavirus, and especially our strategy with respect to the economy, is the most foolish thing our country's ever done. This was, again, said on April the 10th of this year. On 4/23, April the 23rd, I provided this update. Reality check. The beautiful, wonderful, organic way our social economic system has met the uncountable needs of the millions of Americans since our founding was discounted and discarded in this crisis. The decision to do this was and is a fiasco of major proportions. The fallout is not being reported with any sense of criticality while COVID-19 deaths are being exaggerated and sensationalized. I trust that there will eventually be an honest debriefing of the fallaciousness of the projections, recommendations, and actions with a final conclusion that government screwed up and we will never do this again. And then on August the 13th, I provided this update. Because of the intentional distortion of COVID-19 cases and deaths, I will not address those aspects any further. However, there are other costs that must be acknowledged because they are virtually impossible to quantify, specifically the psychological damage, the spiritual damage, the loss of freedom, the bondage to fear, the economic damage, the increased national debt, and the loss of pride.